the FBI is bigger than any leader it's ever had or ever will have. And James Comey is a private citizen, and he can walk around the beach and talk about seashells and Crayola crayons for all I care about, and talk about how we're the conspiracy theorists. But I just remind the American people of one thing. When that man was a leader of the FBI, he perpetrated the largest criminal conspiracy, packaged political information from overseas, took it to a federal FISA court, and illegally surveilled a political opponent. So I won't be lectured on how to run this FBI from that man.
Well, James Comey was just on talking about all of that, the seashells and everything, and he also talked about you.
Obviously, you start with the fact that the guy has literally nothing in his entire adult life that prepares him for this role, and so that's deeply concerning to start with. In a way, I kind of a little bit sorry for the guy. He's barked at the FBI nonsense for years, and now he not only caught the car, he's got to drive the car, and so that is a daunting task for him. I hope he lets the career people do their jobs, but they've already forced out a bunch of good career people and sent a chill through the organization.
That's James Comey.
If he wants to come after me, no problem. I've been living rent-free in that guy's head for years, and that's just a bonus. Do you know how many copycats we've had to investigate as a result of that beachside venture from the former director?
Is that right?
Do you know how many agents I've had to take offline from chasing down child sex predators, fentanyl traffickers, terrorists, because everywhere across this country, people are popping up on social media and think that a threat to the life of the president of the United States is a joke and they can do it because he did it? That's what I'm having to deal with every single day. And that's what I'm having to pull my agents and analysts off, because he thought it was funny to go out there and make a political statement.